Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're all just living it. Do we have the shot? Like, can we got to play that one again. You cannot play this enough.
Which
Tim
one?
Tim Roy on the call. You know which one to tie the game before we head into overtime. We need that, Carter. Let me know when you got it. Evan Giddings is right there filling in for Joe Shasky, doing a hell of a job on a payday Friday. This show has flown by. We are going to touch on some red and gold, some 49ers in about 25 minutes. We're going to be joined by Seth Payne, co-host of Payne and Pendergast, I should say, our Odyssey sister station, Sports Radio 610 in H-Town. By the way, you could follow Seth Payne, Seth C. Payne, on Twitter. He also played defensive tackle for the Jags and Texans, and the Texans from 02 to 06. He actually overlapped, I believe, with D'Amico Ryan's rookie year, when D'Amico was a rookie on that Texans squad. So we'll ask him about that as a player, as a coach. You know, the quarterback conversation, C.J. Stroud, there's a lot of people saying, regression, right? All this talk about quarterbacks, Mac Jones, Brock Purdy. You know, C.J. Stroud's a part of this conversation, too. So we'll get to all that at about 8:30 with Seth Payne. Plus, 9:20, Vic Tafer, who covers the Niners for The Athletic. Get the lay of the land of the team, the injuries. When could we see Brock Purdy back? It's probably not going to be this Sunday. It's going to be a stretch, according to Kyle Shanahan. So we'll get into that.
I've seen Springsteen from the Meadowlands to Milano, Italy. And I'm telling you, there's nothing like a Springsteen show.
And there's the sounder from 20th Century Studios on October 24th. Discover why critics are calling Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere, an intelligent journey into the soul of an artist. Jeremy Allen White is the boss. Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere, only in theaters Friday. Get tickets now, and for your chance to win a $100 gift card plus two movie passes for a night out, be caller number 5 to the contest line at 415-523-4652. Again, caller number 5 to 415-523-4652, and you'll win courtesy of 20th Century Studios. Before that sounder hit, I was also going to mention, we got the crossover today with Steiny and Goo.
Looking forward to it.
Dude, have you ever talked to those guys before? That's a joke.
It is interesting, though, because I usually host with one of them. I don't usually get to talk with both of them on the radio at the same time.
Yeah, you kind of do every day, though. Come on.
Not on the radio, though.
You're the third wheel, right? Come on.
Yeah, but they just kind of throw it to me. Basically, when an argument needs to be settled between them, I cast my vote, and then they both figure out who wins.
So that's at 9:45. We'll have that. Steiny Eagle will join us here. It's actually kind of an old reunion because we also obviously used to do the show together when I was the producer for both the Morning Roast, or technical producer/producer, Morning Roast, and then Steiny and Goo right after that. So it's a reunion of sorts, all of us talking about it. And I'm sure Steiny is ecstatic about that win last night. His boy, Stephen Curry, he has a signed jersey from Steph. You know that, right?
I do. He's probably more excited about a Reading PA native getting the ball in game one of the World Series. I'm just going to be honest with
Blake
you.
Blake Snell's from Reading PA?
Trey, you savage.
Who?
The starter for the Blue Jays.
You savage?
He's a savage.
Is he?
Well, he had
21?
He's pretty impressive. But no, so yeah, Steiny's going to be obviously very energetic as usual. And I'm sure Guru's going to, you know, just bring his little flair.
Give me the Curry 3. Come on. Give it to me, Carter. On my board.
Draymond pops out, unguarded, gets the ball. Flipped it to Curry. Screens for Curry. Wow. Deep 3 from half court. And he hit it! He hit it! There's one person on the planet that would take that shot, and he nailed it! We're tied! 21.4 to go! The Nuggets call time. Ridiculous.
I mean, he is ridiculous. Ties the game. Nuggets had an opportunity to score with no time remaining. Jokic misses it. Thinks he got fouled. Adelman's going nuts. The head coach of the Nuggets on the sideline. Doesn't matter. Warriors win in overtime. Jimmy Butler actually hits the game like icing shot there with a three-pointer. Yes, Jimmy buckets from three-point land. 2 of 4 yesterday. Steph really wanted to do the night-night. Jimmy's like, nah, that's you, man. That's you. Don't tell me how to live my life. That's Jimmy Butler, 2 AT. And you got to respect him for it. Jonathan Kuminga with another solid performance. Thought Draymond Green played a hellacious defense at times. 8 assists for Draymond, 8 boards. Al Horford, 29 minutes off the bench, I thought was clutch. And that final stretch, that final five there of Jimmy, Dre, JK, Steph, and Horford, hey, they may have something with that. And Draymond, Evan, talked about it after the game.
I did think that was a possibility to be a closing lineup or a starting lineup or a middle of the game lineup. But I think what worked, you know, we had proper spacing. We're able to get a lot of stops. We switched a lot, you know, kept bodies on bodies. And then that group was really able to come up with the rebounds. You know, so down the stretch, they had one shot. If they didn't make it, we were off to the races. You know, so I think defensively it was really good for us. And then everybody just found the proper space and allow us to make the plays. And, you know, we made the plays down the stretch. And obviously Steph was incredible. Jimmy made a couple huge plays down the stretch, including the shot. Al, big shot. JK was hawking Murray still, you know, so that steal and finish he came up with was great. So we had, we was able to put it all together there at the end with that group.
I love how Draymond's like, yeah, I thought about it before, middle, after the game, whatever, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I thought about it. I wonder how Warriors fans are feeling about that lineup closing the deal yesterday in that fashion against that team that many think is the next best team in the West after the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I wonder how Warriors fans are feeling after being 2-0, Evan, winning in L.A., then you get the home opener against the Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, and it's their opening game because the Nuggets hadn't played prior to that. You got Jokic, you got Gordon, Cam Johnson, the new acquisition there from Brooklyn, obviously, Jamal Murray, Christian Brown, a lot of championship players, players that have won a championship. You know, had that changed, like, the expectations of how this season could go? We had a caller earlier, Magic in Dallas, said, you know, I was really disappointed in the offseason acquisitions. Al Horford, he's like, people weren't inspired. Like, they weren't inspired because they didn't go out and get a big name. Well, I have to remind everyone, Evan, your big acquisition was Jimmy Butler a few months ago, back in February. That was the big acquisition. And then he makes some fridge pieces. But you know what? After what I saw from Al Horford yesterday, I'm not sleeping on that acquisition. Not at all.
Well, I think the better Kuminga looks, and you know, we'll find out tonight in Portland how Moody sort of impacts his time, or if he does at all, I'm not sure. I think that's going to force a tougher decision at the deadline, because there was this understanding coming into the season that Kuminga would be a trade chip. Do they want to keep him? Does him playing better encourage them to have him stick around? Does it encourage them to go out and shop him? You know, that's something that is obviously going to be a storyline throughout the season. But again, like last night, you're looking at that lineup, and for much of last season, even with Jimmy Butler, what prevented me from believing the Warriors could win a championship or maybe even go far in the playoffs was size. They don't have size. And Draymond talked about it in that cut. I think the most important part about that lineup is that they weren't bullied by Denver.
Denver size matters.
Yes, it does. Jokic is huge. Aaron Gordon is physically dominant. Cam Johnson is 6'8". They have guys, even Jonas Valanciunas, who comes off the bench. Like, they have a physicality which has been their advantage over Golden State for the better part of the last few seasons.
Christian Brown, 6'6".
That wasn't a large factor yesterday. And that was, I think for me, a big they had more offensive rebounds than the Nuggets did last night. They were not out-rebounded as a team by a Denver group that I thought on paper was going to be able to impose their will. They didn't do that. And so I think that that last lineup, yes, it's big, it's athletic, but it stood an early test, again, second game of the season, but an early test against one of the more physically imposing groups in the league. So that's a positive. Curry sent you home. And I think as a whole, it's got people feeling sky high this morning, Spadone, because we talked about it before. That's a statement win against a contending team.
Not only the offensive rebounds and the rebounding totals, but the free throw discrepancy I'll go back to as well. 14 attempts for Denver, 25 for Golden State, man. Jimmy Buckets gets to the line. Steph has been getting to the line. And that is something and an element of this team that just they have not had in years past prior to Jimmy coming here. And that unlocks a whole new element. If you're able to get the other team in foul trouble, you're able to get to the line, slow things down. And the one word I always use to describe Jimmy Butler that this team just didn't have prior to him being here, patience. He's very patient and methodical. He could slow things down when things go nuts. But let's be honest, yesterday when things were going nuts, it's because Stephen Curry is mismaking outrageous, and I mean outrageous shots. That guy, I am not taking for granted at all. We appreciate the greatness. Warriors fans, are you appreciating the greatness that is Stephen Curry? 888-957-9570 is the number. And shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to the phones. Brian, Palo Alto. What's up, Brian? You're on the roast.
Morning. How you guys doing? That was that's the top five player in the history of the sport. And Steph Curry last night and still being the greatest show on earth. And yeah, it was great to see. I mean, he willed them. He willed them to that win, and it was impressive. And yeah, and then I think, you know, getting like Melton back, I don't know when he's back, but you know, Potts can't make wide open threes. That's a bit of a liability for us, I think. I don't know if you guys would agree, but he has to be able to make wide open three pointers at, you know, a high 30 percent clip. Yeah, pretty electric night, and looking forward to the season.
Brian, how did you feel about this team heading into the season? And has two games shifted any of your expectations thus far?
No, I feel like they're like a 4 or 5 seed probably. I think, by the way, Denver's really good. By the way, and I think Denver is also like much improved with like Valanciunas, whatever the backup center is.
Valanciunas. Yeah.
I thought Denver really, I think, has strengthened their second unit, which was their problem, right? Which was every time Jokic would come off the floor, they would start bleeding points. So I think they're good. I think Denver is probably the 2 seed, and I think the Warriors are right there around 4. And if they're healthy at the end of the year with Melton and Seth Curry, because I think they need shooting. They need people that can make wide open shots at some consistency. That I don't know that we can count on Pods or Kuminga to do that. And so, but yeah, encouraging. And I was encouraged coming into the year with the team they'd put together. I think Horford is an absolutely great add for them. So
that's Brian and Palo Alto. Appreciate you, Brian. 888-957-9570. He's saying the Warriors 4 seed in the West right now. And you know what? Confidence should be high if you're a Warriors fan after what Stephen Curry was able to do against that team where the Warriors, you know, prior to late in last season, you know, I know you got the win against the Nuggets. What was it? It was a back end of back-to-back. So Pods had that big game against the Lakers. I think it was either a Wednesday or a Thursday last year, Evan. I'm sure you did one of the pre or post games for it. And then they had the Nuggets right after that at Chase Center. they won that game, and I know there was no Jamal Murray in that one, if I'm not mistaken. But then they lost to the a decimated Nuggets team like two
Russell
weeks
Westbrook
after that.
Took it to
yeah,
him.
That's what I'm saying. So like they had this like weird kind of like wow, they beat the Nuggets at home, and then they lost
so
against the B League Nuggets.
No, that game was earlier. So it was in early March. They lost at home against Russell Westbrook.
Okay,
I think Aaron Gordon also played in that game. He was really good.
Yeah.
But then the game they won was at home on the tail end of a back-to-back after they beat the Lakers. Remember, that was the game Kuminga played really well in the second half, and then they followed it up with a big win at home against Denver, and Curry had nearly 40 in that one.
That's right. But as we've discussed, prior to those games, like Denver had that win streak. They just could not lose to the Warriors. They just kept winning and winning. Yeah, that three-point game winner at Chase Center that Jokic had, that was literally what I was thinking about yesterday at the end of regulation. I was like, man, is Jokic going to steal another one? He didn't really have a great game. And is he going to finger roll one in over there? And
that, by the way, was a great defensive possession from Draymond Green. Again, like I know that a lot of times, you know, Draymond, he's not hitting shots. He's blowing bunnies. But the age is just a number thing. It applies to the other guys, too. Like Draymond will look old at times throughout the game, but he does enough to remind you why he's the best man defensively for this team, because he picks up Murray outside the three-point line and then switches on to Jokic, doesn't foul. Well, if you ask
Adelman.
Yeah, Malone. Night-night. If you ask Adelman, he's going to tell you fouled him, but he switches on to Jokic and forces a tough shot to get you to overtime. So that's where, like, Curry hits the big shot to obviously force that possession to get you to OT, but Draymond made the biggest defensive stop.
And Steve Kerr talked about it after the game.
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, part of the benefit of playing the bigger lineup was we could put Draymond on Murray, which our defensive coaches were suggesting, just so that he could switch the pick and roll with Al. And so he ended up on Jokic. And Draymond has just an incredible knack for making enormous defensive plays. He just has a feel for angles and beating people to the spot, and then being able to challenge with those long arms and that anticipation, and that was quite a play.
It was, and the switching ability and that closing lineup, we're going to keep talking about it. Jimmy, Draymond, Steph, JK, and Al Horford, like that switching from whether it's Jimmy, whether it's Kuminga, whether it's Draymond, hell, even Al Horford looks spry at times. I know he's not playing in the back end of back-to-backs, but he did an admirable job on Jokic, I thought, yesterday, and Jokic was frustrated. I mean, 2 of 13 from beyond the arc. Yikes. I know he had a triple-double, but if you watch the game, my guy was lumbering out there.
That might have been, and it's going to sound weird, but that might have been one of the worst triple-doubles of his career.
No.
Like he did not play well last night for his standards.
It's been one of the worst games I think I've seen him play against the Warriors, where usually he's very efficient. And yesterday, I agree with you, Evan, it was just not a good performance. I mean, Aaron Gordon, 50 points. He looked like the Hall of Famer. It was incredible. And I get Jokic just by his size and stature. He's going to get some things, and his passing ability is just, it's all time. That's never going to go away. But yeah, he's never been good defensively either. He's
Jokic.
Big. He's never been.
I mean, he's better than people give him credit for.
Yesterday, I thought he was poor at times.
I mean, he had a late strip that nearly helped Denver get over the hump. I mean,
He poked it from Steph. That was a good play. No, well, I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a lockdown. He's not Draymond Green, but he's not a stiff like he used to be early in his career. I think people think about him like Şengün is not a great defender.
No.
He's a solid offensive guy. Jokic is better than him defensively.
Yeah, I'd say that, but also there was a moment in yesterday's game where I'd like my eyes opened, where it was like at the top of the key and Al Horford just backed him down all the way to the rim and like dunked over him. I was like, oh my God.
Al Horford had a dunk last night?
Well, it looked like maybe even a layup.
I didn't know he could still dunk.
He's got the long arms. Well, it's like Jokic dunking. Where it's just like he barely gets a foot off the ground or even an inch off the ground. But maybe it was like a layup. But he backed him all the way down. I was like, oh my God. I mean, who's the 40-year-old man over here? Not Al Horford, right? Right?
Tito.
Wow, we got a lot of calls I want to get on this. Let's get to these calls before we get to Seth Payne in about 10 minutes to talk some Niners, Texans. Let's go to Jay in the Bay. It says Miss Jay in the Bay. Hello, Miss Jay. You're on the Morning Roast.
How y'all doing? It's Jay from the Bay from last year.
Let's go.
And I'm just going to say Steph Curry is one of the top players in the NBA because he's changed the course of the game with his three-point shot. And I also want to say that kid Richie, his name is Richard, but I call him Richie, and my nickname for him is Richie Rich, because that's what he's going to be if he keeps playing with the spirit that he's playing with. I've been trolling Richie Rich. That boy is the truth. So let's go, Warriors. Let's get this chip.
I love that. It's Miss J in the Bay, and yes, Steph is definitely one of the greatest in the history of the sport, and we are not taking that for granted at all. Richie Rich, I like that. I like the movie with Macaulay Culkin where he's got the McDonald's in his house as we enjoyed some Golden Arches this morning. I always thought that was the coolest part. Not the roller coaster, not all the toys. It was the fact that he had a Mickey D's in his house. I was like, God, that must be awesome. Like those Davante Adams commercials where he's got the Taco Bell at his house. That'd be pretty cool.
I just like the fact that there's a young person on the Warriors wearing number 3 again. Because the last person to do it was Chris Paul. And not the youngest player. Like, he looked 38 when he was on the Warriors, unlike Steph Curry right now. Will Richard, I don't know. It just, like, it kind of reminded me of Jordan Poole,
JP?
It kind of reminded me watching him. Like, their games are different, and I get it and all that, but there's a number 3 who's, you know, kind of a small, spunky, energetic cat who can do a little bit of everything and has a big infectious smile. I just like seeing that for the Dubs.
Let's go to, is it Vizu? Vizu in Jersey wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Vizu?
Hey, how are you guys? How are you guys doing? Amazing game last night. Me and my dad were up watching it till 1 a.m. and we were getting really hyped when Steph started going crazy there in the second half. He's one of my biggest inspirations, even though I don't actually play basketball. I play another sport, but I've always looked up to him, and I always tell people that I think he's top 3 all time. Just an amazing person and athlete. So, yeah, it was amazing to watch.
Vizu, who's in your top 3 all time? Give me the top 3. So you got Steph. Who else?
I got Steph, Braun, and Jordan.
Okay. All right, that's Vizu. Oh, he's gone. I wanted to ask what other sport he played.
I'll take any of them.
He'll play some football, some footy football, some soccer. Doesn't matter. Baseball. You just have to have that Steph mentality no matter what, right?
High lie,
sure. Cricket? Why not? Some cricket?
I mean, he's ultimate competitor and the kind of guy that after a game is not going to talk about himself.
You going Steph, LeBron, MJ? That's your top 3 all time?
I never saw MJ. Like, with all due respect, this kid's how old?
Well, you don't know how old he is.
I
could have sounded young. His dad could be in his 80s. He could have been 50.
It's hard for me to rank players that I didn't watch live. Like, LeBron and Steph are the two best players I've ever seen.
You've ever? Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
With all due respect to your guy.
Well, it's all right. Kobe, rest in peace. Well, it's all right. He's top 10 all time, and I'll leave it there. All right, we're not going to go that nut.
If you say so.
We're celebrating. I am saying so. That's a fact is what that is.
If you say so.
We're not going to. Don't get me up.
I'm
having a great morning, Evan, and I don't want to hear it from you over there with that California hat. What is that, a piece of wood on that hat? I don't know what that is. You look good, though. You're looking good.
It's the state of California.
That's right. You should be rooting for the state of California tonight.
I will not be.
Oscar Stockton. What's up, Big O? What you got?
Oh, man, what's going on this morning? What you got? Man, it was a great day last night. You know me, I'm watching the game. Even though that gambling situation went on, it don't matter. It ain't going to overshadow the Warriors. Now, I want everybody to understand this. You got a lot of television shows and things that's on, but when Steph Curry plays, he is the most watched athlete right now on the planet because he goes to deliver, man. And not only that, like you just said, he gives his teammates all the love in the world. He's not a selfish superstar, man. And when you get a superstar like that, you're going to have fans from everywhere. I'll be 58 on Monday, and I'll make sure I put my schedule around the Warriors because of Steph Curry. Not only Steph, but the Warriors team. But Steph is the young man that he thrives. Like that young guy just said, he is an inspiration. My son is in Hawaii right now, and Steph Curry is his favorite athlete. He don't play basketball either because that's how, the way how Steph carries himself. And not only that, I want people to understand the way Jonathan Kuminga has matured, the way Will Richards matured through college, Kuminga matured through the pros. And we got to give that young man a chance because the way he's playing now, you can tell it's clicking. And with the way Jimmy Butler and the veterans and the way Steve Kerr, people always talk about Steve Kerr don't like Kuminga. That's a lie. Steve Kerr is a mature coach, and he knows how to nurture an athlete like that. And we're going to get the best out of Kuminga this year. So don't be surprised if the Warriors will get one of the two, top two seeds. The way they're playing right now and the team that we got and the team that we're going to have at the end of the year, man, the Warriors are going to represent, man. And that, and I love the way the Warriors play. And tonight, they're going to do it again because our bench players are going to play. The young guys are going to get a chance to play because the culture we got, we don't have players that's going to be soaking. And Kuminga, hey, man, I'm telling you, that guy, he going to show everybody why we're not going to trade him. He's the future of the team, man. Go Warriors. You guys have a nice, pleasant day, man. I love you guys, and I listen to you all the time.
There you go. We love Oscar and Stockton. He's just good vibes personified. Also owns a hot dog cart. Did you know that? He makes some good ones, apparently. Hot links and everything. I can go for a hot link
there
right
used
now.
To be a damn good place that served hot dogs in Berkeley called Oscar's. So if he can put out anything like that, then I'm all in.
Absolutely. I'm all in on Seth Payne, who's going to be joining us next, co-host of Payne and Pendergast on Odyssey Sister Station Sports Radio 610 in Houston. Obviously played for the Texans as well as a defensive tackle. We'll talk to Seth. We'll talk some Niners, but also I want to ask him about how he feels about the Rockets as well and Kevin Durant and all of that and how they stack in the West, because my dream scenario, Evan, is Rockets, Warriors, Western Conference Finals. Could we get that? It'd be awesome. That's what's coming up with the game brought to you by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. 42 points for him, overcoming a 50-burger from Aaron Gordon of the Denver Nuggets. Easily the best performance of his professional career. But it wasn't enough because, you know, Stephen Curry, like Thanos, is inevitable. Just like Seth Payne, who joins us on the River Islands guest line. Seth Payne, co-host of Payne.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
And Pendergast, our Odyssey sister station, out in Houston, Radio 610, former defensive tackle for the Jaguars and Texans. And Seth, good morning. Joe Spadoni alongside Evan Giddings, the morning roast here. And let's start off actually with kind of a curveball for you, as it's game one of the World Series, use a baseball pun. What did you make of all of, because you guys talk about all the sports, obviously, and you're a former athlete, so your perspective on, you know, the sports gambling, you know, Chauncey Billups, the whole FBI raid, all of that. There's a lot of questions coming out of that, of like, why athletes that make millions of dollars feel the need to, you know, be betting for tens of thousands of dollars, if you will. Like, I'm trying to wrap my head around it, and maybe you could, as a former player, you know, tell me why players even dabble with these things. Hello? Nope.
Seth, you there?
Nope. We'll effort him. It's okay. I thought I heard him in the background. Maybe we'll work on it. We're efforting it. But I wanted to get that perspective first and foremost, because it is the biggest story in sports right now. And the fact that we have a former athlete on, like, it's fascinating to me, because this is not only an NBA thing. We've seen, you know, Jameson Williams, Calvin Ridley suspended for a year. Like, why these athletes feel the need to, like, be gambling this way. And I agreed with Steiny, because I was listening to him yesterday with Goo, and they'll join us in the next hour for the crossover. Like, he likened it to, you know, like drinking and driving, where like you're going to keep doing it until you get caught, because, hey, I feel like I'm above the law, if you will. So you're going to keep doing something until you get caught, because, hey, clearly it's, I'm getting away with it, right? It can't be that simple. And then Michael Porter Jr. was on a podcast over the summer and be like, hey, man, I got homies I want to take care of. Some people are like, I want, like, hey, can you do this for me? Can you help a brother out? Like, I don't know. The whole thing just seems nuts to me, but maybe it's not as nuts from a player's perspective. I don't know.
I mean, I think it's human nature. I mean, why do humans do self-destructive things? Because it's just innate. Like, I think that people, you know, I don't know. I think it's individual for everyone. Like, I'm not really a big gambler, so I don't understand the need or want to do that. But I have my vices. You know, I had things that I dealt with growing up that I don't know why I did them. You know, you could consider them childish for adults. But I think as a whole, people are who they are. And this is clearly just a vice that these individuals are dealing with. And it's hard for me to understand, but maybe Seth can help us.
Seth Payne joining us now on the River Islands guest line. We got you, Seth.
Yeah, I got you.
There we
I'm
go.
Watching
sweet.
You guys. Yeah, we couldn't get the video connection to hook up, but I am watching you right now.
Oh,
so you know.
Thank you.
Yes. Smirks over something stupid I say or something. I'm looking at you right on my screen.
No, you're good. Yeah, and yes, the nose is real, Seth, and it's spectacular. But we appreciate you joining us this morning. And I don't know if you heard my first question, but I'll ask you again. Obviously, the biggest story in sports right now is the gambling allegations, the illegal gambling, how we had ties to the mob. FBI director Kash Patel's going on talking about, you know, Terry Rozier, you know, Chauncey Billups, all this stuff. And I guess my question is, from like an athlete's perspective, why risk millions for like thousands of dollars? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Especially when it's guys that are in the midst of still making. It's not like it's guys that, you know, are 2 years out of football and they blew all their money or anything. I don't know. I think, and I heard Joe talking about just people having their own personal vices or whatever. And then, you know, certainly that could be a play, but I think some of it is just maybe if you take the financial part out of it, because sometimes guys just, they're hard up for cash perpetually. Like you'd be amazed at how many guys are somehow broke, you know, at the beginning of every season before they start getting paid again. So there is that element of it. I think that there's maybe the risk taking personality that a lot of good athletes tend to have. And that somehow the allure of being involved in a scheme like that or something just gets the better part of them. And, like, the extreme end of the spectrum is why, you know, why was Aaron Hernandez involved in any of the stuff he was involved with back in the day? It's a combination of factors, but I'm glad you asked me that question, because honestly, I did a 4-hour radio show this morning, and maybe we're kind of marveling at the just the breadth of this entire thing and how crazy it all is.
Oh, no, I mean, Seth, if it comes down to brass tacks, it's just pure stupidity. I mean, if we're being honest about it, like, you know, just, I mean, I'm trying to think of a possible excuse or, you know, a human reason why these people do what they do, but I personally can't understand it. As for the actual game that's happening this weekend between the Niners and the Texans, I really just, my biggest question for you as someone that is far more tapped in down there than I or Joe or anyone here in the Bay Area, What's going on with C.J. Stroud? Like, seriously, what is happening with him right now that has led people across the country to believe that he might not be a guy that has the goods? Is it him? Is it the line? What's going on with the quarterback?
It's okay. I think there's a lot of things going on, as it always is with struggling quarterbacks. But I think that maybe the perception of what the Texans' offense could be, or what C.J. Stroud should be, you got to balance that out against the fact that systemically they're not doing many things well at all on offense. And, I mean, this is the perfect year where you look at Daniel Jones or Sam Darnold or any of these other guys that are thriving to an extreme degree in environments where things are good, where they've got good things around them. The pass protection has not been good. The run blocking is even worse than the pass blocking, which I think might be an even bigger issue for this team. The wide receivers are either young or now Nico Collins is injured. That's not going to help matters at all this weekend. And it's all as CJ is trying to adapt to a new scheme where he has a lot more control at the line of scrimmage. This is, you know, the Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, he's been in both New England and L.A. with the Rams, and this feels much more like a New England offense. So all of the pitfalls that come with various coaches that have tried to install that offense with anybody other than Tom Brady running it, it's a lot. It's a lot for the quarterback to process. Because I saw Bill O'Brien do it with Ryan Fitzpatrick, Brian Hoyer, Ryan Mallett, you know, Deshaun Watson. There's a part of operating that offense that you have to acknowledge that Tom Brady's football IQ is the equivalent of a defensive back being able to run a 4.140. It's an extreme skill that is not easily adopted or even created. And CJ's trying to do all this and run this offense while the offensive line, the running backs, the tight ends are very, very banged up. Dalton Schultz is really the only viable tight end on the roster right now. It's just a mess all around him. So you get that classic death spiral of, all right, now sometimes CJ is pressing too hard on first and second down instead of taking the easy money. He's hearing footsteps at times, maybe when there are no footsteps, but then other times he's trying to be patient in the pocket and he's getting hit. So it's ugly. The most common question we got this morning from our listeners by far was, hey, how exactly are the Texans favored in this game? Like, why are the Texans now 2-point favorites in this football game?
That's a great question. We're talking to Seth Payne here on the Morning Rose. Joe Spadoni alongside Evan Giddings is in for Joe Shasky, co-host of Payne and Pendergast on our Odyssey sister station out in Houston, Sports Radio 610, and obviously a former defensive tackle in his own right. You know, we got Mac Jones, who's probably going to start this week, and he's been one of the, like, if not for Daniel Jones and the Indiana Jones and what he's been able to do with the Colts, like, Mac Jones would be the story in the NFL as far as I'm concerned. Like, what he's been able to do with this offense without a lot of the weapons. Kittle's now back. Obviously, you got Christian McCaffrey, but no Ricky Pearsall, no Brandon Ayuk. You've got, you know, Juwan Jennings in and out of the lineup. You know, Kendrick Bourne was a top receiver for this team, as you mentioned, the Patriots, going back to their connection in the New England days. It's been amazing to see what Kyle Shanahan has been able to do with this offense. Seth, as you're talking about, all the shortcomings of the Texans. Like, I know Christian McCaffrey like makes a big difference. I don't want to poo-poo that. But it's basically been Christian McCaffrey as your top receiver, and he's coming off his best game as a rusher this season against the Atlanta Falcons. So I guess, you know, I don't know how to tell you why the Texans are favored. I guess I'm saying that. I have no idea why. But all the injuries aside, what have you made of, as a former player and just looking in on the San Francisco offense, you know, no Brock Purdy, basically. He started two games. And, you know, this Mac Jones saga, like, do you think there's a controversy at all brewing here?
Oh, I don't know. I still, and this means, this is no disrespect to Mac Jones whatsoever, because I'm very impressed with what he's doing. I'm nervous about the Texans facing. As good as the Texans defense has been, there's been some blemishes along the way. But I'd rather face Mac Jones than Brock Purdy. But the sum total of it all is that I don't want to face any quarterback who's being coached by Kyle Shanahan. And I know out there people get frustrated with not being able to finally just get. I'm sorry you guys have only been to two Super Bowls. That must just be awful. Must be awful that your coach has only taken them to two Super Bowls, but not won either of them. With quarterbacks, yeah, come on.
Some might call it lean years.
Yeah. This is the thing that if you look at Kyle Shanahan in that system, the way he operates it, because I think too many times people start talking about that system as if it's separate from Kyle Shanahan himself. And other guys have gone elsewhere and done well after learning under Kyle Shanahan or running some of the same concepts. But when you execute it properly and when you do it the way Kyle Shanahan does with a play caller like Kyle Shanahan, it's like the crane kick, no can defend. It really is. It puts you in so many binds, and that's the hard thing about it. So when I look at the Texans defense is the number one scoring defense in the league right now. They've been very, very good. And I was very hesitant because I don't, you know, early in the season, you don't want to say too much. Things change. They're going to be a really good defense the entire season, but they've got, you know, they've had their moments. They've had some fourth quarter breakdowns, especially. And that's why I get nervous with Kyle Shanahan is when he has three quarters to figure out.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
How you're playing him, what, how you're defending him, that's when in that fourth quarter he figures out a way to exploit it. And if you look at last year when the Texans, we talk, if we go back to why the Texans are favored this week, last year the Texans turned a lot of good quarterbacks into mush at NRG Stadium because the pass rush is so good. And the crowd noise, I mean, even if there's only 40,000 people there on Sunday, the crowd noise is enough in an enclosed stadium that it really helps out that pass rush. The only two quarterbacks that really played it well in that stadium were Lamar Jackson, who was awesome, and then oddly Will Levis. So it was really weird. It was a really weird day. Seven times in the first half and still won the game somehow.
Must have eaten a lot of mayonnaise.
Yeah. So I worry about. I think I agree with you guys that it's Kyle Shanahan and his ability to scheme. And I think you guys can appreciate this. D'Amico's defense is awesome. There are times when they'll lose discipline on the defensive line against the run. And I know the 49ers haven't been running the ball at peak form this year, but Shanahan's going to be able to figure out how to get those guys and kind of turn their own aggression against them. That's what I worry about, is when you're facing McCaffrey and you got to worry about him as a receiver as well as a rusher, that they get those guys out of position just enough.
So, Seth, let me just check real quick. So your last year was 06 with the Texans, and was that Kyle Shanahan's first year as wide receivers coach? Did you guys cross paths at all?
Yeah. Brass young Nepo baby coming into the building.
And that was D'Amico Ryan's rookie year, too, right?
What's that?
That was D'Amico Ryan's rookie year.
Yeah. It was D'Amico Ryan's rookie year. Robert Saleh was a young quality control guy. Mike McDaniel was there. I have zero memory of him whatsoever. I remember Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh coached the hell out of the scout team. That's what I remember about Robert Saleh. You can imagine when he's the guy holding the cards that's got arrows up and everything, like, he coached his butt off. That might have been the best scout team in the history of mediocre NFL football teams. So, Shanahan was there, and I don't know if I ever had a conversation with him while he was there. He's on the offensive side of the ball. But I remember thinking as he was coming in here, I was like, who's this? And Nepo baby hadn't been coined as a term yet, but who's this Nepo baby? And he impressed the receivers. You know, he impressed Andre Johnson and those guys. And it was very clear the way he was wired. I could see every time I saw Kyle Shanahan, he meant business, and he was, you know, you could tell he was very serious about his job.
Well, you brought him up, Seth, so I got to ask. Robert Saleh, you know, you talk about coaching and the difference a year makes. The 49ers have been searching for a DC really since D'Amico took the head coaching job in Houston, and they've had some good teams, but the defense has not been as consistent, even without now Bosa, without Warner. Diamandouro Lenore got hurt early this week, is going to be questionable on Sunday. Like, it does not matter so far this season who's been on that side of the football on the field. Robert Saleh has seemed to get the best out of them. You know, did you think when you first saw the best scout team in the history of the NFL, like you mentioned, that Robert Saleh was going to be this kind of leader? And what impact do you think he's had on the defensive side of the ball for the Niners this season?
Oh, I think that, you know, with both him, and I tell you, like, I'm not even joking about the way he coached the scout team. He's just always a really super enthusiastic guy, but it was also blood and guts football and everything. I liked him. And I was a grumpy old grizzled vet that was on my way out and everything. It's hard to impress me, but usually those guys, those younger guys can be kind of a pain in the butt. I like Saleh a lot. He's just he's a guy, you know, he's a football guy. So players relate to him. And I think the common denominator between him and D'Amico is that, look, you watch these defenses, they play exactly the same way. They're psychotic. They've got an appetite for violence, and it's awesome.
I kind of worry about what the body count's going to be at the end of this game with those guys, those two defenses out on the field trying to compete for. Did D'Amico use the SWARM acronym when he was there?
Yes.
That's his big thing. Yeah. It's a bad acronym because it's special work ethic and relentless mindset. It should be SWARM. But it's super aggressive, and it's a swarming mentality. With the Texans, sometimes the swarm runs amok, and they get a, you know, Aziz Alshire might. Oh, yeah, another common. There's too many damn common ties between these two teams.
Right.
Aziz Alshire, a little overly rambunctious at times. I don't know if you guys have noticed.
Oh, yes.
That's a little wrinkle you guys might not know about. This versus the Seahawks. This is one of the weird things going on in the Texans right now. Against the Seahawks, D'Amico the week before was basically saying, look, we gotta challenge Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Too many of these teams we're watching are just letting him run free, carve up zones, all this. So we were expecting a big-time matchup between Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter getting their hands on Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Get into the game, and those guys are playing off coverage pretty much the entire time. And Jaxon Smith-Njigba is slicing through zones, all of these things. He was asked about it three times this week, D'Amico was, and each time he said the game plan was to put hands on Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and he left it at that. Then we asked Derek Stingley about it, and Derek Stingley says, I call the play call, and if I'm asked to play off coverage, I play off coverage. And nobody – so we're all looking at each other like, what the hell's going on? It's just kind of weird, and that's, without even knowing who's to blame or anything – There's little chinks in the armor here and there that we just can't quite figure out on this team.
Talking to Seth Payne here on the Morning Rose, co-host of the Payne and Pendergrass on our Odyssey sister station, Sports Radio 610 in Houston, as the Niners are set to take on the Texans this Sunday. And yeah, homecoming of sorts for Saleh and Shanahan. I like that you said the swarm thing, because something that Saleh once said before this year when he was the DC a couple years ago, dominate the controllables. And I've tried to use that in my everyday life, Seth. It's a great phrase, to dominate the controllables of life. And you know, I want to ask you another question that's not 49ers related, actually, because you have a former beloved member now donning the red over with the Houston Rockets, a former beloved member of the Bay Area and a Golden State Warrior, that is, Kevin Durant.
Was he with the Warriors at one point? I didn't remember that.
You might have heard of him, yeah. A couple
nice,
titles.
Nice little player.
Yeah, yeah. May have been called a cupcake from a certain city in Oklahoma. But Kevin Durant, what's been the fan reaction of him now donning the red, white, and black, if you will, and sort of the expectations from that team this season?
Oh, everybody's deleted their social media history on Kevin Durant. It's been really cool. He's honestly, I don't know if controversy is the right word, but for all of the debate about him and the way his career has been and everything, I think that first and foremost, the biggest thing has been that there's not been a hint of worrying about him needing to be the guy or, you know, needing things to be done a certain way or anything like that. Like, it feels very much like he knows where he is at in his career, and he's really embracing this role of being the veteran mentor to a lot of these young guys like Amen Thompson and everybody else. I mean, it's been really cool. It's been as excited as a fan base has been about a basketball team in the city for a long, long time. You know, with James Harden forever, it turned into just, all right, yep, we'll get through the regular season and then see what happens in the playoffs. It's been a lot of fun, and it's, for me, really the only two questions on the Rockets right now are, A, they don't have a true point guard, and Amen Thompson's, you know, transitioning into that role, and where do you go with that? And then, obviously, can Kevin Durant stay healthy, and what does that look like? So everybody's really excited about that, and it's been a really cool experience so far.
Just like this interview this morning with you, Seth, it was a really cool experience, and we greatly appreciate your time, and hope you have a great weekend, man.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Also, special teams coordinator Brant Boyer, one of my favorite teammates of all time, world-class ball buster. World-class.
Hey, you know what?
And I don't think – now that he's a coach, he can't be himself, you know, but he is hilarious.
Special teams has been probably the downfall of Kyle Shanahan's like tenure. That's like, if there's anything that's been awful, it's been special teams under Kyle Shanahan. But hey, you bring in Eddie Pinheiro and everything's working. He hasn't missed a field goal yet. I probably just jinxed him. He's only missed one extra point. So of course, this game's probably going to come down to a field goal in the dome this Sunday. Thanks, Seth.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
There he goes. That is Seth Payne, co-host of Payne and Pendergast, our Odyssey sister station, Sports Radio 610 in Houston. Great energy from Seth. And I had to squeeze in a Kevin Durant question as we're talking about basketball a lot this morning, Evan. And, you know, that's a team, you know, you always have your predictions before the regular season starts. Who do you have in the NBA Finals? I actually picked the Houston Rockets. And I know the Fred Van Vliet loss was massive for them. He was a killer at times in that first round series against the Warriors just a couple months ago. But where do you see the Rockets and Kevin Durant in the equation that is the Western Conference?
I mean, I think the move was a good one. You know, I don't think they believed that Jalen Green was ever going to get there. I think Brooks was important to them, but someone worth giving up on. You know, they're a strange team. Like, I think that with an extra year of experience, they're obviously going to be dangerous. I would have them probably where the Warriors are, maybe a little below. Durant helps them a lot, but, you know, I just don't know. I think the best two players on that team by the end of the season, if they're going to go far, have to be Amen Thompson and or Alperen Sengun. And I'm not sure that they're going to be there yet in their careers. Durant is great, but it's been some time. Like, I think last year and the last couple of seasons have proved that he cannot carry a team to the postseason and beyond. I mean, the last time he was in the playoffs, he got swept by the Timberwolves. So I think they're going to be good. I think they have a better shot to beat Golden State than they did last season. But I think throughout the year, we're going to find out that there's something missing for that team. And maybe it is the lack of a point guard presence.
Potentially. And they could be a player come trade deadline, right? When that happens, is there going to be someone out there? I know Shasky has mentioned Dennis Schroeder as a name potentially of a team that's not going to be very good, a la the Sacramento Kings, who, what are they, how many, they were up big, right? Who was it against the other night? And they just, there you go.
Phoenix.
Yeah. Dylan Brooks, that's right. Dylan Brooks was out there. He had like the first 10 shots, didn't he, for the Phoenix Suns.
He's going to get him up.
That's what he's going to do. Shout out Blue Chew. By the way, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
It is kind of weird that we're seeing a lot of teams just say, we don't really need a true point. Like, Houston is relying on the fact that their starting lineup is 6'10". And they're going to rotate three centers, and they're just going to have Thompson run point. You're also seeing it with the other team in Texas, where the Mavericks have Cooper Flagg running point, who, by the way, didn't have a single assist in his debut. He's a rookie, but it's just like you do need a point guard.
Right. Well, yesterday the game was funny because, like, I almost feared Aaron Gordon bringing the ball up the court than Jamal Murray yesterday. Like, Jamal Murray was like, oh, good. He's going to, like, turn the ball over, have a horrible shot, try to go ISO. When Aaron Gordon was bringing it up, I was like, oh, God, this guy's going to just have a pull-up three-pointer to get the ball out of his hands. And you mentioned it. Didn't touch the ball with, what, the final five possessions of regulation for the Nuggets?
Yeah, I mean, look, I know that Aaron Gordon's their third scorer on that team, but it's like, the guy's been absolutely killing you. Can we please just let him have the ball? Or at least, you know, give it to Jokic and let him make a choice. I think Murray's the kind of guy that he's very feast or famine.
Yeah.
And down the stretch, he played well overall last night, but I just think down the stretch, I did not trust him to make the correct decision. And Jokic, for whatever reason, was just not that engaged. Like those are the kinds of games, if you're seeing him take 13 threes, I don't care if he's making them or not, like, that's a lazy Jokic game.
Yes.
And I think that helped the Warriors. I don't know. It could have been the fact that Gordon was just popping off and killing him. He's like, all right, tonight's not my night. I'm going to try to find AG because he is just absolutely on fire. But I do think game one, I don't know, maybe Jokic's trying to play himself into shape a little bit.
Yeah, you think? Meat and potatoes, all right. What's the national dish of Serbia? Probably
more,
enjoyed
more
it.
Potatoes.
Yeah, borscht. Is that what they got over there? I don't know.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.